This morning, you've been hearing about a company in Rochdale that supplies cleaning and laundry products to the royal household. Our reporter Matt White has been down there, surrounded by ironing boards and joined by self-confessed lover of ironing, William Hansen.
So, I can only imagine that for etiquette expert and our household coach, is that correct?
Household management coach.
Yes. Right, household management coach. Coach, this would be a bit of a dream come true. We're just surrounded by cleaning products and cleaning materials and ironing boards.
I'm going to be honest, this is basically what I've imagined heaven to look like when I die. This is heaven for me.
And you see, it sounds like we're joking, but this really is. You are excited about this, aren't
you? There is no irony in my voice whatsoever. I love ironing. It's better than anything.
Carol is with us. Carol is from Minky Home Care. Carol, William is very excited. He's going to give us some ironing tips, but before we do, what can we offer him in terms of these ironing boards?
Well, we've got a great selection here today. We've got the Classic 4. We've got the Excel board with the bright orange cover.
Ooh.
And we've got the Ultima. But I think best of all, we've got the Ergo board, our new ergonomic board.
I like that one.
Okay, it's all very exciting. You are excited. Thank you very much. I just want to... This one here is the one... This is like the Bette Lynch of ironing boards. It's got a leopard print. So I'm going to set this... There you go. How was that? I set that up quite easily. I thought this was going to be difficult.
That was fine. But it's a good board. It's a very basic board. But I like the look of the Ergo one. And we're going to do advanced ironing, Matt. We're going to do these things. If we're going to do a job, we might as well do it properly. So come over here.
Let's have a look. So you've brought, which people can't see it, but I want to point out, is not my shirt, because it is. That's pink, William.
It's pink, yes. It's a lovely pink shirt. I think you'd look good in a sort of a baby pink, but this isn't a fashion segment.
No, and you'll never see it, sadly. Ironing lesson, surely it's quite simple. You put the iron on it, you move it around until you get rid of the creases.
No, because a lot of people actually can do ironing badly, and what we're going to do is do the sort of talk about the basic things that people actually forget. First thing, where would you start on when you're going to iron this shirt here?
If I was going to start, I would do the side front bits. I'd put it over so that the button... No,
you're going to start with the collar. You're going to start with the back of the collar. So you put the back of the collar over this nice board. It's a slightly wider board than your conventional board, which is good, especially for bed sheets. We're not doing that today, but it means you can get through the ironing faster. What a lot of people do when they're ironing is they go across the entire collar. Well, that's not good. I mean, it does the job, but it pushes over time all the fabric, the cotton, to one side. So you're going to get a lopsided collar eventually. So what you're going to do is go to the middle of the collar, then turn the shirt around, and then go to the middle again. Okay, and that means that you're not pushing the fabric over to one side. Next, we're going to do the yoke of the shirt. Where do you think the yoke of the shirt
the yoke?
Yes, the yoke's on you.
The yoke, I would imagine, is the back.
No, it's this bit. And this is what this part of the ironing board is for.
The thin, narrow bit. So what's the yoke? The top of the sleeve?
No, this bit is the yoke of the shirt. This is just underneath the collar.
Ah, kind of the bit that goes across the shoulder blade.
Yes.
They're always difficult to iron.
They are, but again, if you use this part of the ironing board, this is why an ironing board is this shape, not just a great big square. Now, next comes the sleeves and the cuffs. Now, this is just a plain shirt. If it was a shirt with a different, if it was a shirt with a pattern, a heavy pattern, we turn it inside out and then iron it, because the heat over time again will drain the colour from it. So if we wanted to retain the pattern, we would turn it inside out. But this is a plain shirt.
So a plain shirt's fine to do without turning inside out.
Yes, okay. But coloured shirts, turn them inside out. So do the sleeves, do the cuffs, then comes the back, and then you can do the bit that you were going to start with, so actually the last thing that you finish
really,
with,
that should be
which is the front sides, like so. So that goes like that. Now, when we're finished, we're going to hang it up on a hanger.
Mm.
We're going to do the top button up, because that'll keep the collar in shape.
I do that.
Good.
Yeah, you'll be
excellent.
Therein ends the lesson. Right, well, I'm going to have a go at this now, aren't I?
Now, I've got some more over there, actually. So I'll just, if you just want to get through that, I'll come back in about an hour, Matt. So good luck with that.
Okay, I'll give this a go. Thank you, William.
No, you've missed a bit.
Matt White and William Hansen ironing. William makes it sound like a pleasure, doesn't it? He really makes it sound like it actually is a pleasure to iron, doesn't he? And I had no idea that you ironed a pattern shirt inside out. And I've done my fair share of ironing, let me tell you. I won't be dying wondering about that one.